Beginning tonight, Shirin Simin Kuf Chav Ches. We were in the middle of Sif Yud Ches, which is the bottom of page Hey, about to turn on to page 10. We'll read the Mechaber again from the beginning, but we'll pick up in the Mishabura where we were up to. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Ches, Ein hamakre shekore kohanim rashai likros kohanim ad sheyichla mipi hatzibur omein sheonim achar birchas modim. The one who is calling out the word Kohanim is not allowed to call out the word Kohanim until the Tzibur finishes saying Amen after the Bracha of Modim. The Ein HaKohanim Rashoyin Lahaskel Birchas Asher Kedishonu B'Kedishosel Shel Aaron, and the Kohanim cannot start their Bracha Ad Sheyichle Dibur Kriyas Kohanim Epi HaKorei until the Korei finishes the word Kohanim. This is what we left off with. After the Kohanim say the bracha, according to the Shita that says that there's no makre for the word Yevarechacha, the Kohanim cannot start the word Yevarechacha, Ad sheyichle mipi kol hatzibur, amen sheonim achar birchas asher kedishonu b'dishosel shel Aaron. The Kohanim are not allowed to start the first word Yevarechacha until the Tzibur finishes saying Amen on the bracha that they made. So let's pick up in the Mishabura right here. There's a quick Mishabura in Samach, where were we up to? Samach Vav, which is the second line on page 10. So we said that they can't start saying Yevarechacha until the Tzibur finishes saying Amen on the bracha of Asher Kedishanu. So the Mishabur writes, "V'hu adin she'eno rashi hakorei lahaskel yo'er and yisa ad sheyichle ha'amen pi hatzibur." The same way they can't start the first bracha of Birchas Kohanim until the Tzibur finishes saying Amen on the bracha before, so too each bracha in Birchas Kohanim, they can't begin the first word, the makri can't begin the first word until the Tzibur finished saying Amen. Again, that would be rov the Tzibur, because again, there's a makri, it's not the Kohanim themselves who are saying yo'er and are saying yisa. The wrong thing to do. The ein continues the mechaber. The ein hatzibur onen amen at shetichle bracha mepi hakohanim. Sorry, we're up to the top line on page 10 in the mechaber. The chen einam rashaim lahaskel bateva at shetichle hateva mepi hamakrei. And so too the kohanim cannot say each word of berachas kohanim until that word is completed by the makrei. The ein hatzibur onen amen ad shetichle bracha mipi hakohanim, and the tzibur cannot answer amen until they hear the end of the last word for each bracha from the kohanim. Velo yaschilu hakohanim ribon haolamim ad sheyichle amen mipi hatzibur, and the kohanim cannot start their tefillah that they say afterwards of ribon haolamim until the amen is finished from the pi hatzibur. So now let's finish up the Mishaburas. Before we finish up the Mishaburas, there's a note on the last Mishabur we just read. We just read Samach Vav, which says that the Kohanim have to wait for the Amen from the Tzibur before the Makre starts the next bracha of Yo'er and Yisa. If you look at note 79, he points out, Mistimas Lashono Shalohiskir Sheyamtin Hashatz Betevos Sha'achar Haskaras Hashem Ad Sheyasaimu Hakol Amiras Baruchu Varoshmo. The fact that no one discusses the idea of them waiting for the Tzibur to finish saying Baruchu Varoshmo after they say the Shem Hashem in each of the brachos, Nirish Shadaito Shein LaAmro. It appears to be that that his opinion is that you don't say it. That's what it's mashia from the Mishabura. The Mishabura points out that each bracha they should wait for the Amen of the Tzibur to end, but nothing about waiting for the Tzibur to finish saying Baruchu Varoshmo. So it's mashia the Mishabura holds that you do not in fact say Baruchu Varoshmo during Birchas Kohanim. V'chein Kosvu Ha'eshal Avram the Igros Moshe and the Stipler. They all write that there is no Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo that the Tzibur says during Berachas Kohanim. Me'idach, on the other hand, Das HaPrichadosh V'Aben Yishchai V'Akaf HaChayim Sheyesh La'omro. There are these shitas that hold that you in fact do say Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo. And according to those opinions, obviously the Makri should wait till the Tzibur finishes saying Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo before they start saying the next bracha. So now we're going to pick up in the Mishabura in Sifkatan Samach Zayin. Samach Zayin is going on that which we just said, that they should wait for each word. They're not allowed to start each word until the Makri finishes that word. Says the Mishabura in Samach Zayin, Kidei Shiyishmu Hatzibur Hateva Yofem Mipi HaKohanim. Because we want the Tzibur to be able to hear the word clearly from the Kohanim. V'lo Tis'arev Bosh Mi'osa Me'amakri. We don't want them to get mixed up in what they're hearing from the Kohanim and from the Makri. And therefore, the Kohanim should not begin their word until the Makri completes his word. And then in Samaches, going on the same topic, Mipa Makre, Vinira Duhu Adin Sha Makre Lo Yasu Lahakros Teva Acheres, Achi Esaiwa Kohanama Teva Shilafoneha. By that same token, the Makre should not start reading the next word till the Kohanim finish the word before. So basically, the Makre and the Kohanim, they're going back and forth the words. They should each wait for the other one to be finished. That way, the Tzibur clearly hears the words from the Kohanim that they must hear. And then the Mechaber says that the Tzibur does not answer Amen. Ad shetichle bracha mipi haKohanim. They don't answer Amen until the bracha is complete from the Kohanim. In Sifkot and Samachtes, he writes, Hainu b'chol bracha u'bracha. This is going on all the brachos. You wait for the Kohanim to finish the last word before you answer Amen. Then the Ramot told us that the Kohanim should not begin their tefillah of Ribon HaOlamim ad sheyichle amen mipi haTzibur, until the amen is completed from the Tzibur. Only then should the Kohanim say Ribon HaOlamim. Says the Mishaburei Sefkat and Ayin haAchronim pikpiku ba'gazu. The Achronim take issue with this Ramah. D'lo mishkach asla. It's not to be found that this should come up. D'harei ein maschil and lomar Ribon HaOlamim. We learned yesterday that you don't start saying Ribon HaOlamim ad sheyaziru paneim, until the Kohanim turn around after the Chazan started Simshol. And they turn around, then they start saying Ribon HaOlamim. The Ein Ma'asirin Paneim Ad Achar Shemaskal Shel HaTzibur Sim Shalom. And the Kohanim can't turn around until the Chazan starts Sim Shalom. K'mavur Le'el B'Sif Tezvov. V'zeu Achar Shekvar Onu HaTzibur Amen. And that's after the Tzibur answered Amen. So it's not shy to say what the Ramah says, that they have to wait to say Ribon HaOlamim until the Tzibur finishes Amen. Because first the Tzibur finishes Amen to Birchas Kohanim, and then the Chazan starts Sim Shalom, and then they turn around, and only then they start Ribon HaOlamim. And therefore, it says in Mishabura from the Achronim that this Ramah does not really play itself out. Continues the Mechaber Vayter in Sift Yutes. Ein Shliach Tzibur Rashai Lanos Amen Achar Bracha Shel Kohanim. The Chazan is not allowed to answer Amen after the bracha of the Kohanim. He's the Makre, he's reading out the words of the Kohanim, but he is not supposed to answer Amen. Says the Mishabura in Sifkoton Ayin Aleph, Achar bracha shal Kohanim, the Chazan can't answer Amen to the bracha of the Kohanim. Shema tisbalbel daito, he might get confused, v'lo yedo lahakros acharkach pasuk sheni o shlishi, he might get thrown off, he will not be able afterwards to read out to them, to call out to them, the second pasuk and the third pasuk, and therefore he should not answer Amen. However, says the Mishabura, v'im mispalol mitoch ha-sidr, but if the Chazan is davening from a sidr, u'muftach lo shalot espabel daito, and he's pretty sure that he will not get confused because he has a sidr, he's following along in the sidr, so he'll say amen, and then he'll be makri the correct words, rashai lanos amen, then he would be allowed to answer amen to the Birchas Kohanim, the amen ze eino choshev hefsik, because this amen to the Birchas Kohanim is not considered a hefsik, the hu tzarech tefillah, because that's considered a tzarech of the tefillah. That's all by the Amen of the actual Birchas Kohanim. What about the Amen on the bracha that the Kohanim make before the Birchas Kohanim? The Al Amen shall bracha asher kedishonu b'dishoso. That bracha, to answer Amen on that bracha, yesh machmirim, there are those who are machmir, shebechol gavni lo yane mishum hefsik batfila. Even if he knows it won't throw him off, he won't get confused, he should not answer Amen, because that would be a hefsik during davening. That's answering Amen stam to a birchas ha-mitzvah that you don't do during Shmon Esrei. The chazan in the middle of Shmon Esrei, birchas kohanim is different. Vishani Amen shel ha-birchas kohanim gufa. The Amen to the actual birchas kohanim is different. To lo have a hefsik, that's not considered a hefsik, shumora al kabo. That there he's showing a sign of being mekabel the bracha, and therefore the Chazan, if he is sure that he will not get confused, could answer Amen to the actual Birchas Kohanim, but he cannot answer Amen to the bracha that Kohanim make before. If you look at note number 81, he brings down a similar chiluk that is made by Rav Moshe Feinstein. V'chein yochid ha'omeid be'emtza kriyashma kishegiyo ha'kohanim lisa kapeyim. So to an individual who's davening in shul and he's in the middle of kriyashma when the Kohanim start doing Birchas Kohanim, Rav Moshe writes shemuchuyav lishmoa es ha'brachos, they have to listen to Birchas Kohanim, v'lanos amen achar kol bracha, and they answer amen to the actual Birchas Kohanim, aval achar birchas asher kidishonu b'kidishoso shul aron lo yana amen. But after the bracha, before Birchas Kohanim, they should not answer Amen. So Rav Moshe makes that same chiluk with someone who's in the middle of Kriyashma, like the Mishabura makes the chiluk of the Chazan who is in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Continues the note, the Yachid Sha'omed B'Tfila Shmona Esrei. So the first part of the note discussed the Yachid who is in the middle of Kriya Shema, he should answer Amet to Birchas Kohanim. What about an individual who is in the middle of Shmona Esrei? So there of Moshe writes, Shekevan Shiladas HaCharedim. Way back to the first Bir Halacha in the Chelek that we saw the first night, if you remember, the Sefer HaCharedim, who says it's a mitzvah not only in the Kohanim but also on the Yisraelim. So Kevan Shiladas HaCharedim Shayochim Yisrael B'mitzvah Zu. The Yisraelim are Shayach to this mitzvah as well. Mukhliyev lahamtim bitfiloso, the Israel who's in the middle of Shmona Esrei must stop his davening. Vilishmoa es birchas hakohanim. And he must listen to the birchas kohanim. Ach eino yochol lanos amen afilu achar psukei habracha. However, he cannot answer any amen in the middle of Shmona Esrei, even to the brachos of birchas kohanim. Va'af eino yochol lozos mimakomo. He also can't move from his place kedei lamu keneged hakohanim in order to be facing the kohanim. V'saim Rav Moshe ends off and says shememela poshet memela. It is obvious she'aser l'shum adam lahasil lehispalos shmona esrei. He can't start shmona esrei k'shelo yuchal ligmor tfiloso kodem nesias kapayim. If he's late to shul and if he starts shmona esrei late, he's gonna miss Nesias Kapayim, is going to be in the middle of Shmona Esrei, so he should wait till after Duchening and then start Shmona Esrei, like we learned earlier, Lagabe Kedusha and Kaddish and other parts of the Tefillah. Now, in the brackets over here, he points out a total stira in Rav Moshe from a different Shiva Rav Moshe. It's mamish the exact opposite. We'll read it, but I don't have a pshat. Omnom, b'mokom acher kosav. B'shalom Shivas Igris Moshe. Sha'af im omeid be'emtza Shmona Esrei mukhuyov lozes m'makomo. Here in a different place of Moshe says that if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you must move from your place. Velamu k'neged hakohanim, to be across in the kohanim, l'kayim din ponim neged ponim, v'chein yochol lanos omein emuftalo she'asru l'tfilasa. Mamish, exact opposite. In one shuvah, Rav Moshe says they shouldn't move, they shouldn't answer omein, and a different shuvah, he says they should move and they should answer omein. That is Rav Moshe. Omnam, however, Rav Yoshev says, shekevan sherov harishonim lo pasuk das acharedim, like we saw way back in the note in the beginning of the chelek, since most rishonim do not go with this psak that the charedim brings down, Gam hefsek b'shtika aser. Not only can you not answer amen, not only can you not move, you can't even stop your shmonesi in the middle to listen to Birchas Kohanim. All of that is out. Vareihem anusim v'chashuvim ka'am shebesados. They are considered anus. They're like those who are outside in the fields. V'chol aleim habracha. And the bracha is hal on them, even though they're not listening, they're not being makabel the bracha, because we don't go like the Sefer Charedim, and we hold that the Yisraelim are not really part of the mitzvah, and therefore if you're in the middle of shmonesi, you continue your shmonesi. Fine, let's go back to the Mechaber.
Why would the person that in Shmona Esrei be different than the Chazan? Agabe that, Agabe answering Amen.
Chazan's up to that point.
Let's say he's up to that point.
Right. Oh, so if you thought that might be different, that's the next part of the note that I wasn't going to read. So let's read the next part of the note to answer Shlomi's question. Shlomi asked, why is the Chazan different than the person? And Zev said the Chazan is up to that part. So Shlomi asked, what if the Yochid is up to that part? So if we continue reading on note 81. So, Misha Omeid Besiyam Birchas Hauda, one who is Taka, a Yachid, who happens to be up to that place, is after the Bracha of Modim, V'omer Lachon El Lahodos, B'shoshim Aschilam HaKohanim Levarach Birchas Kohanim, at the same time that the Kohanim are starting their Bracha, so there the Shevet Levi writes, Sheyafsik B'shtika, V'yishma HaBracha Me'akohanim, there he Taka should stop, and he should listen to the Birchas Kohanim, V'chein Nog HaChazon Ish, K'she'iru Lo She'espal Im Hashatz. When the Chazon Ish would daven together with the Shiat Tzibur, so he would stop and he would listen to the Birchas Kohanim. But he does not go all the way with this. Oh, V'das, sorry, I didn't see that. V'das, Hagonu Shom Zalman Arbach, Sha'af Yane Omein Achar Psukei Birchas Kohanim. And there you go. So Shom Zalman at least says that when you are up to that place, then you are like the Chazan, the same way the Chazan answers Omein to the Birchas Kohanim, so too with the Yochid. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sivchof. What? Oh, Chakyasi argues. Okay, very good. Save all the shitas. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Sivchof, Im Shliat Tzibur Kohen. Now we get to the case where the Chazan is himself a Kohen. Im Yesh Shom Kohanim Acherim Lo Yisa Eskapov. If the Shliat Tzibur is a Kohen, if there are other Kohanim over there, he should not duchen. Says the Ramah, since he's not going to duchen, V'lo Yomru Lo Lalos. Then don't tell the Chazan to go up to Duchen, or Lito Yodav, or to go wash his hands. Avlim Omru Lo Tzarech Lalos. Because once you tell him to go, we know he has a mitzvah Seda Raisa to go. So then he has to go. To over a Basay, Meina Ola. Then if he doesn't go up, he's over on an Asay. Therefore, the Mechaber says, if there are other Kohanim, this Kohen who is a Shiat Tzibur should not Duchen. Says the Ramah, therefore be careful not to tell him to go up, because if you tell him to go up, then he's now Mechuyev to go up. Says the Mechaber Vayter. Vafilu ein sham kohen elohu. Even if there is no other kohen, he is the only kohen there. Lo yisa eskapa, he still should not duchen. Elo imkein muftach lo sheyachzer letfiloso below teref hadas. Unless he knows for sure that he can go back to continue being the Sheyatzivur without getting confused, even if he's the only Kohen, he should not go to Duchen. So far the Mechaber said if there are other Kohanim, he should not Duchen. And if there are no other Kohanim, he still shouldn't Duchen if he thinks he might get confused. But if he is confident that he will not get confused, Kevan she'ein sham kohen elohu, since there are no other kohanim except for him, then the Mechaber says, Yisa eskapav, he should duchen, kedei shelo tespatel nesias kapayim, so that nesias kapayim should not be cancelled. And therefore, that will stop there for now, and we'll see the Mishabura. So the Mechaber again says, if the Sheyatzivur is a kohen, if there are other kohanim, no duchening for the Sheyatzivur. Says Ramah, don't tell him to go up, otherwise he's going to have to go up. Says the Mechaber, that's all if there are other Kohanim. If there are no other Kohanim, then it depends. If he's confident he won't get confused, then he could go up, Nati Mavato, Nesias Kapayim. But if he's not confident, then he shouldn't go up, even if he's the other only Kohen there, and they should not duchen. Says the Mishabura in Sekoton Ayin Beis, a Kohen who's a Sheyatzivur, if there are other Kohanim, Lo Yisa Eskapov, Shema Lo Yucha Lachavein Lassor L'Sim Shalom. Maybe it will be confusing to go back to Sim Shalom. I was discussing this with Rabbi Cohen this morning, and he told me he happens to be a chazan for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He's a real chazan, he's a Kohen, so he does this sometimes. As we'll see, there are some shitas that you can duchen, and he told me it sounds pretty simple, like why would you get confused? But he says if you think about it, you have to start saying Sim Shalom when you're facing the crowd and your hands are up. He said it gets complicated, because you're there duchening, and then duchening ends, and you're just waiting for the chazan, but then you realize you're the chazan. So you have to remember to say Sim Shalom with your hands up there facing the crowd. It's a very different tzur than you're used to. So it's taka hard to keep focused on what you have to do. He said he was there, and he just pushed it. He was waiting for the chazan, and he was the chazan, and it took a couple of minutes. But says the Mishabura, the reason why if there are other kohanim, you should not duchen according to the Mechaber, is you might not be able to mechaber to go back to Sim Shalom. Shedaito mitorefes me'emas atzibur, because your mind is thrown off from the fear of being in front of the tzibur. Even if he is confident that he will not get thrown off, still, if there are other kohanim, the chachamim do not want to be lenient with this. To have him uproot himself from his place and go up to the platform. They just didn't want him to do it. If there are other kohanim, let them do it. Don't risk it. Even if you're confident, do not duchen. Again. I stopped in the middle of a sentence. Gam kein lo rotzu chachamim lo hakel bazeh lakom mekomo v'lalo saduchen heichi sheish kohanim acherim bebeis haknesses v'lo despatel nesias kapayim. Anyway, we'll have duchening, so you skip it because we don't want to take any chances. Look at note number 82. In note number 82, a very important point he brings out. V'im yesh kohen echon mibaladov. Let's say there's only one other kohen and the chazan who's a kohen. So kosa b'shalzen shuvas oz nidberu sheyakor raglo v'yalo duchen. In that case, he should uproot his feet and he should go up and he should duchen. Why? Mikavan sheyesh hasovrim shemidaraisa birchas kohanim einam eskeemes b'kohen echad. Some hold, as we'll see shortly in the Bir Halacha, that there is no birchas kohanim deoraisa unless there are at least two kohanim. And therefore, it's like there's no other kohen, because therefore, if one kohen does it, it's only the rabbanon. By him going up, it will be deoraisa. In that case, you should go up and join the other kohen. Look at note number 83. We're saying the kohen, who's the chazan, should not duchen. So let's say you're kohen, you have a choice. Should I daven for the omer shabi chazan? And let's say you're an othel. So there's an inyan to daven, especially if you're in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not Yontif, where you could daven. So he writes, "V'im yesh lo chiyuv lehispalel lefnei ha'omud." If he has a chiyuv to daven for the omud, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, "She'odav she'isa es kapav." It's better to duchen v'lo yavur lefnei ha'teva, not be the chazan. And the Ur Lzion writes, "She'ovel besoch yud beischodesh, an ovel during the 12 months on a parent lo yivatel mikvius es mitzvah nesias kapayim. He should not be mavatel consistently the mitzvah of duchening. Ela im kein bev sharusa lisa es kapav la'achar atfila, unless he can duchen after the tfila. Meaning what? Kegon biyom sheyesh bo tfilas musaf, a day that there is musaf sheyochol espal b'shachris keshatz. He could daven as a shiat zibur for shachris v'lo says es kapav musaf, and then he'll duchen during musaf." But otherwise, Sam, you shouldn't take the umud and be mavatal from Yenisiyas Kapai on a consistent basis. Yes, I was thinking the same thing. Zev is pointing out very nicely, I was thinking the same thing, that on a day like Rosh Chodesh, So there's a big machlokas in the poskim whether an ovel should daven shachris. Musa, for sure, now the question is shachris. You see from here clearly the early Sion is saying that he could daven shachris because he would daven shachris when there is a musaf. There's only musaf on a day where an ovel normally would not daven, according to some. So you see, he holds like the shittas that say that the ovel could daven shachris on Rosh Chodesh or whatever other special day that it might be. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkotan Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel is on what the Mechaber said, that if there are other Kohanim, Lo Yisa Eskapov, says the Mishnah Berurah, what does he do? Elohu Omeid, the Chazan stands there, the Acher She'eno Kohen Makre, and someone else who is not a Kohen will read out the words to the Kohanim, Kimo Shekosov Sifcha Beis, like we'll see tomorrow in Mitzvah 7 Sifcha Beis, that the Kohen does not read out the words, and therefore if the Kohen is the Chazan, he will just stand there, someone else will call out the words to the other Kohanim that are there. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Dalet. Ayin Dalet is going with what the Ramah said. The Ramah said that in this case, when there are other Kohanim and the Kohen who's the Chazan should not tochen, make sure you don't tell him to go up or to wash his hands, because if you tell him, then he has to go up. Avalim Amrulo, Ayin Dalet, Umayrik Isha Amrulo, Bebirchas Ritzei. Like we learned way back when, it has to be that they told him to go up during Ritzei. Okodom Lachena, before that, Avalim Amrulo, Achar, Siam, Birchas Ritzei, but if they only told him to go up after the Bracha of Ritzei, Eino Rashai Lalos, he's not allowed to go up anyway because he wasn't Oker Ragel B'Ritzei, like we learned earlier in Sif Ches. V'ayin le'el b'sif katan tes, das el yirabah b'shem haram mintz b'zeh. We learned earlier, the Maram Mintz was mesupik about this, that maybe even if you weren't Oker Ragel B'Ritzei, but they told you to go up afterwards, you still might have to go up because that's the Araisa. But anyway, so it's better to prevent it and certainly not to tell him to go up. Sifkotan ayin hey to who over basay, because if you tell him to go up, he doesn't go up, he's over on an asay. Ubi pnezet tididu ha'achronu, because of this, ha'achronu ha'vetzat to say, da'afilu im eino muftach lasser l'tfilaso, that even if he's not muftach to go back to his tfila, gamkein yalil aduchen. In a case where they told the Kohen to go up, even if he's concerned that he might get thrown off and it might not be good for him, he's the chazan, he doesn't want to duchen, he's afraid about getting back to the tfila, but they tell him to go up, he should go up anyway. Why? The mipneich shash teref ubilbul hatfila. Because this shash that he might get confused and thrown off in his davening, shekol ikara ein elam deve sofrim. The whole tefila anyway is midrabanan. Ein lo lavor al asei daraisa. He shouldn't be over on an asei daraisa. So you have in front of you, you might get confused and ruin your tefila. The tefila is the rabbanan. But in siyas kapayim, once you're told to go up, is an asei daraisa. So because of it, the rabbanan, we're not going to save him mavatal an asei daraisa. And therefore, you should go up no matter what. Ubeprat hashta shemispala mitoch asidr bevada yala. Certainly nowadays, when we daven from the siddur, if you're sure to go up, assuming he won't have the problem that Ray Cohen mentioned about forgetting that he's a shiat tzibur, but in terms of the bilbul in the tefila itself, he'll go right back to his siddur and he will be okay. And then the Mechaber told us, but if he's the only Kohen that's there, then it depends. If he's confident he can go back to his tefillah, then he should go up, not to Mevatel Duchening. If not, he should not go up. Sifkotan Ayin Vav says, Muftach lo sheyachzor, he should not go up unless he's confident that he won't get confused. Uledidon shemispalim mitoch hasidr. According to us, that we daven from a siddur, Havei kemuftach lo sheyachzor l'tfilaso, every chazan is considered confident they can go back to his tefillah because he has a siddur there. However, that's all only if he's the only Kohen. If there are other Kohanim, even if he's confident, he should not go up to Duchen. Even when the Kohen is confident he'll be able to go back to the Tefillah, we only allow him to do it when there is no other Kohen. Look in the Shara Tzion in Sifkotan Samech Dalid. This that we just said in the Mishnah Berurah, that when there are other Kohanim, he should never go up, even if he's confident. That's from the Magen Avraham, V'rov HaPoskim. However, V'das HaPrichadosh L'Hokil Baze, the Prichadosh is Mekil, even when there are other Kohanim, Kishem Muftach Apish Yesh Kohanim Acherim. The Prichadosh says that you can go up to Duchen if you're confident, even when there are other Kohanim, and Rabbi Cohen told me that is the Minhag, that they do go up to Duchen. Udelokash Shulchan Aruch, Nalag the Shulchan Aruch, Ubemokum Shenogu Kavosei, Efshir She'ein Limchos Biyodom. Says the Chavetz Chaim, in a place where the minhag is, like the Prichadosh, that the Kohen goes up to Duchen when he's a Shia Tzibur, even when there are other Kohanim, you should not protest against it. V'chein Mashom Imogen Avram. Look at note number 84, he writes, Ubizmanenu, nowadays, Kosov Besefer Eretz Yisrael, Shaminog Bi Yushalayim, Shashat Nosei Kapov Av Shiyesh Kohanim Acherim. The minhag is in Yushalayim, where they Duchen every day, that the Shia Tzibur will go up to Duchen, even if there are other Kohanim, like the Prichadosh. Omdam, however, by the Chazanish and the Stipler, the minhag was Shekishiyesh Kohanim Acherim Ashat Eino Nosei As Kapov. When there were other Kohanim, the Shia Tzibur did not go ahead and do Nesias Kapayim. Continues the Mechaber in the last line of page 10. The Mechaber then says, so now we said that sometimes he should go up, sometimes he shouldn't go up. What does it mean to go up? What does he do practically? The Kate said, Yasa, what should he do if he is going to go up to Duchen when, according to the Mechaber, when there is no other Kohen and he's confident he could do it properly and go back to his tefillah that he Duchens, or Lefi the Prichadas, like we just saw, if he's confident even if there are other Kohen, we can go up, what does he do L'maisa? Kate said, Yase, Yakor Raglov Ma'at Ba'avoda. Like everyone else, he has to uproot his feet and move forward a little bit during Ritzei. V'yomer ad ulochon lehodos. Even though he's in the middle of davening, he's in the middle of chazar shashatz, he would be oker raglov during ritzei, and he would continue on until the end of the bracha of ulochon lehodos. V'yale laduchen, and then he would go up to the platform. V'yavarech birchas kohanim, and he would say birchas kohanim. V'yakre lo acher. Since, according to the Mechaber, he's the only kohen up there, and he's also the chazan, so therefore someone else will be makre the words of birchas kohanim to him. Umisayim achazin sim shalom. And after duchening, then the chazin Cohen, who went up to duchen, will go back and say sim shalom and finish up Shemot Esrei. However, says the Mechaber, v'im ha-makri kivein l'tfilah shliat tzibur mitzchilav atzof. If the makri who took over was focused on the shliat tzibur's tfilah from beginning to end, odiv tfei sheyisayim ha-makri sim shalom. Then the Mechaber says it's better that the one who is makri should just continue on and do the last bracha of chazar shashat and not have the chazin come back down to say sim shalom. That's only if he was following the entire thing, but if it was planned from before, that's what we're going to do, so then it's shayach that he would be doing it the right way, so he could take over sim shalom as well. So let's pick up in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see what we can today. The rest will finish tomorrow. We're up to in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Ayin Zayin. So we said, what should he do? He should yaker raglov ma'at ba'avoda, leilech letzad aduchen, to start going towards the platform. V'atam, and the reason is, mishum hadi isa l'el b'sifches ayin shalom, like we looked at sifches, that you can't go to duchen if you're not oker raglov b'ritzei. Look at note number 85. V'af im ole lebracha ba'osel makam sha'omer. Rabbi Cohen told me that that's what he does when he duchens as a chazan, he does it from his place of being shatzi, where he does not go up to duchen with the rest of the economy, he just turns around where he is. So says note 85, v'afim ola la bracha ba'osel makam sha'omed. Even if the kohen to the duchen in the place where he is, he's not going to go up with everyone else to the duchen. Actually, he's the only one. He's not going to go to the duchen. He's going to do the birchas kohanim. Lefi the mechaber, he's the only kohen. He's going to do it from where he is. Kosel ha-ben ishchai v'akaf ha-chayim and the shevet ha-levi shetzarech lako raglov. So even though he's not really moving anywhere, still he has to be okay raglov by ritzei. He has to start making his move to duchen. Even though he's going to be duchening in his place, he has to be oker raglov. The next paragraph in note 85 says, what about netilas yadayim for the shliach tzibur? So kosav aktos hashulchan sheyaviu lefanav mayim v'yitul yadav b'mekomo. They should bring him water and he should wash from his place as shliach tzibur. Meidach, on the other hand, the chayodim writes, sheyismuch al netilas yadav lefnei atfila. He can rely on the washing they did before davening. And the kitzur shulchan aruch and the aruch hashulchan write, sheyismuch al netilas hayadayim shenotel b'shachris. He can rely on the netilas yadayim that he already did from Shachris. Let's do one more Mishnah Berurah. The last words.
So in that case, he reads the Pesukim himself?
No, so we said that if the Kohen goes to Duchen, so someone else takes over to read the words to him. That's what we pointed out. But it's not everyone agrees to that. Some say, like you, they do it without a makre. Some say that. But the Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that we have someone else read the words to him.
Does that person just say from their spine?
That's a good question. Ben asked, does the makri who's taking over for the chazan who's a kohen is going to duchen, is he makri from his spot or not? It's a great question. I would guess that he goes to where the chazan is, because otherwise what do we gain by the mechaber afterwards? The mechaber said, better for the makri to continue sim shalom. We're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, the reason is, because otherwise it takes a long time for the chazan to go back down, for the kohen to go back down, back to his place. If the makri is 20 feet away, so it's just as much of a pain in the neck for the makri to come back to where the chazan is to finish sim shalom, then for the chazan to do it. So there must be a benefit. It must be he is in that place. We'll stop here. We'll continue mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.